Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning on KSJE, it's time to talk technology on our Monday reboot segment. Lewis Campbell is joining me by Zoom this morning to talk technology, and so we're using technology. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for getting connected. It was a little challenging this morning, but we made it. We made it. What's been going on? What story caught your interest last week?
Well, this is really interesting. So you might remember this name. Revil. If you don't, it is the cracker, hacker, whatever you want to call them, group that's responsible for several major incidents we've seen in the news lately. Basically, the bad guys. And most of what they do is push out ransomware and then extort Bitcoin out of people for ransomware.
Okay.
So Revil also makes cracking software, right? They make dark webs and software. They make the software, put it on the dark web for other cyber criminals to use. They call it, people in the industry call it ransomware as a service. But so now their quote unquote customers that they, resell their cracking software to other cyber criminals are, and these message boards in the dark web, they're starting to complain that the Revil software has a backdoor. And so what's happening is that the cyber criminal uses the Revil software, they go out, they compromise somebody's system, they put ransomware on it, and then they go to extort the Bitcoin out of people. And then when they get an actual payment, they get the Bitcoin, Revil is using the backdoor in the software to suck off some of the Bitcoin.
Wow.
So they're not only charging them for the software in the first place, they're skimming Bitcoin off the actual thing. And it's funny because what you essentially now have is a group of cyber criminals that are complaining that they're getting, owned by another group of cyber criminals. So I just think that's massively amusing.
Interesting. Yeah.
Basically, these ransomware gangs, this article basically talks about as ransomware gangs, are complaining that other crooks are stealing the ransom.
Right. Interesting.
And that just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, mine isn't quite so so techie, I'm afraid, but I thought this was kind of cool. This is from Yanko Design, I think is what I'm reading this from, if I have it right. About transforming robotic furniture. Who wouldn't love that, right?
Yeah.
See? And so the idea would be is if you live in a small apartment, this furniture, I guess, mounts to the ceiling, and then it descends to the floor to change the room from like a bedroom to a living room. But when
I like that.
When you're not using the furniture, they're just, you know, they're suspended on dowels or ropes or whatever, cables probably, and they just roll right back up into the ceiling, and then the bed drops down. And when you're done with the bed, that goes up in the sky, and the coffee table and the chairs come down, and the couch.
So apartments can just turn into one-room units, and then you just press the button for whatever room you want to be in, right?
Yeah, right. I'm not sure how practical it is for Farmington or San Juan County, but in places with high rents, you know, I could see New York and Phoenix and Denver, Durango, you know, a lot of places might find this interesting, but I'm sure it's not cheap furniture either, right, if it's dropping down from the ceiling.
I doubt it.
But anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, that brings to mind, to me, it brings to mind, like, a lot of these science fiction stories where you have people in the future with, you know, programmable, malleable matter, right? Where so they walk into a room and they wave their arm or whatever, and then a couch just kind of materializes, you know, gets assembled from raw atoms on demand. And they
right.
sit down on it when they're done, and that goes away, and then a bed assembles from. So, you know, it's the first step, right?
I guess that could be. That's true.
Yeah.
And another story just to share with you real quick, Lewis, is from VentureBeat about WorldCoin. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
WorldCoin launching a global cryptocurrency that will be given to every person on Earth.
I like that.
What do you think?
I think that's something I've been waiting to see. I've been thinking ever since Bitcoin became a thing that, you know, at some point, somebody who, you know, the whole thing of Bitcoin is like getting away from individual countries, right? Having a monetary system that no country can control.
Right.
So the next step would be a group of activists that would say, we're going to build something where we give Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency to everybody in the world. So because governments haven't, you know, these kind of people are the kind of people that want to see, like, you know, welfare and, you know, free college tuition and all that kind of stuff. They would say, well, governments aren't doing it, so we'll do it. We'll generate Bitcoin or some cryptocurrency and we'll give it to everyone. And I guess it makes a logical next step that instead of generating Bitcoin, let's just make a cryptocurrency. And when we make it, we're gonna issue the original money to, you know, evenly to everybody in the globe.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like they're trying to do. This is, again, called WorldCoin, and they've got raised about $25 million so far at $1 billion of valuation, and they were saying they could onboard their first billion people within the next 2 years. And, of course, you know, we're not quite up to the world population yet, but I guess it's a big start. And so that's the latest story about that, which is interesting. And that's something I still don't quite understand, how that all works in blockchain, but I kind of get a kind of understanding of it, but it's still pretty complex for me anyway.
Yep. And speaking about Bitcoin,
yeah,
a company called ProShares is going to launch a Bitcoin exchange traded fund on the New York Stock Exchange. So this is the, you know, basically Bitcoin is hitting the big board, right? Bitcoin's going to be on the New York Stock Exchange. Yeah, Bitcoin hit $60,000. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
It hit a record again.
Hit a record. It's up at $60,000 in Bitcoin. And every time it hits a new record, I just, you know, the country collectively sighs it and thinks, why didn't I buy it when it was like, you know, $10 a coin or something like that?
Right. Yeah, but then there's a lot of folks that are saying that it's, you know, it's a scam and it's not. It's not going to last, and some of those other folks too. So it's really interesting to kind of see the different opinions about not just Bitcoin, but all cryptocurrencies, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's got a different opinion. We'll see what happens in the future.
We will. We will. All right. Well, Lewis, we are out of time, but thank you so much for joining me today. Always appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, everybody, and have a great week.
All right, you too. That is Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems, my guest here every Monday on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.